Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. For interesting questions or to find out more about something or to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDundee on my social media channels, and of course the podcast on fmr.co.za. I've been riding motorcycles and off-road motorcycles in particular since the 1980s. Not bragging, just saying. Most of my riding has involved staying well out of trouble, keeping within my skill set. To make a very long story brief, I haven't learned a hell of a lot in many decades. I'd have considered myself pretty competent. However, 2 weekends ago, I went on an introduction to off-road riding course with a bunch called Country Tracks, Off-Road Riding Academy. They taught some skills that had me doing very tight U-turns and leaning the bike safely at previously impossible to imagine angles. Basically, they made me understand throttle and clutch control and balancing a big, and I mean big, bike at super low speeds on a bike-dropping, forgiving plush lawn. There was also some excellent learning on emergency braking from high speeds, which is a requisite to pass the course, and a whole bunch of other things and a lot of theory. This course is a must for any adventure bike rider. It takes a day at a cost of 1,750 Rand. It will save you far more than that in stupid accidents just parking your bike. Now, big off-road adventure bikes like the BMW 1300 GS, which is about to be launched, are the most prolific bikes sold in South Africa for private use. Most riders never get to explore how capable they are and keep them, like I was, on the straight and narrow, with the odd gravel road thrown in for good fun. Even us motoring journalists have, for the most part, no idea of how to really enjoy these bikes safely. That is where last weekend comes in. BMW Motorrad South Africa sent me on a Country Tracks intermediate course. Now, this is because I'm planning a trip later this year by motorcycle to Victoria Falls and not exactly planning the shortest route. So off I and a BMW 1250 GSA go with my newly acquired low-speed skills and multi-decades of keeping the bike upright to a Friday to Sunday, including meals and a combination and all the training course for 7,450 Rand. And let me tell you, at that, it is a bargain. The instructors are friendly, helpful, not nannying or, on the other end of it, egotistical at all. Gerrit, Nellis and Dirk took me from trepidation and hesitancy to a place of knowledgeable competence. And at no stage was there any training less than progressive. Not that seeing upcoming obstacles did not require the old brown pants, but doing the actual progressions was always easier and safe, and much easier than you thought it was going to be. A revision of low-speed stuff started the weekend off with some theory, this time on gravel and tighter and tighter turns. And you cannot imagine what you're doing by the end of it and how much trust you build in your own skills and the bike skills. Some higher speed emergency braking was done, weight management for balance was deeper, and this led to going up and down the kind of hills that I never thought possible for us mortals. And I have to mention, this is done safely. They even taught how to stop a bike and turn it around a hill that was too steep to walk up or down. There are a bunch of other progressions, including riding in sand and a finale of an awesome forest, river and Cape Rock Garden route. Now, previously that route would have filled me with fear and trepidation, and I don't know if I would have even managed it, but that was now a walk in the park and all I ever hoped off-road bikes would open the door to. One does need to leave one's ego at home before embarking on courses like this, but I can assure you that no amount of bravery or advanced skills or talent are required to complete the course at all. The long and the short of it, I learned more in 1 plus 3 days than decades of riding have provided. If you have illusions to adventure riding, as most buyers or would-be buyers of these bikes do, just go out and do a Country Tracks course. That's Country Tracks with an X, and find them at countrytracks.co.za. They don't provide bikes, but they can point you to rental companies that do. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and find the podcast on fmr.co.za.